Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. If you might notice, I might not have my usual energy today. I got to be a little careful talking. I had a little dental surgery yesterday, so my mouth is not what it normally is, so you know I'm going to rely a lot on my guest today to do most of the talking. But first, of course, I'm going to get to a little section from my book, Everyday Awakening. And of course, you can always find it at everydayawakeningbook.com. And it's really quite interesting that this happens to be the section of the book for today, because I just wrote another blog post without looking at this one of the same title and on the same topic. And this section is called All of Life is Lived in the Present Moment. Living in the future is easy. We all do it sometimes. We look forward to an event or a goal and allow it to consume our intention until that special day arrives. Then the future is here. We have made our goal or accomplishment. Now what do? We set another goal, which is all fine and dandy unless it keeps us from living in the present moment. When we live in the present moment, we can still march towards our goals. Yet we are more aware of our steps. We see more of our surroundings. We feel more of the wind on our face. When we are truly being present to our lives, we are fully engaged. We pay attention to the here and now. When we live in the future, we put off our enjoyment. We delay happiness. We forgo our peace and live as if we are constantly running. Not an external running, but an internal running. We are always longing for the next big thing, the next shiny object, the next promotion. When we are present, we are living our lives to the fullest. We are happy, sad, joyful, terrified, anxious, and much more, and we feel all of it. We feel it deeply in our whole body. This can be scary and exhilarating. Mostly, though, it is just what it feels like to be alive. We can share our presence with those we love in a manner that truly serves, and we can revel in the moments that make us feel amazing. It is all here waiting for us in the present moment. How can you be more aware of the present moment? Can you see what you do to take yourself out of presence? You know, it's really quite interesting because I wrote another blog post, and you can find it on talkradio.nyc, literally the same name, but very different content. But I guess it's just an important reminder. And for me, it comes up more and more. The importance of being present. And I really feel it's one of those things that's most challenging today because there's so many things to take us out of presence. And at the same time, it is one of the most powerful places to be truly present. Not very comfortable many times Because oftentimes things are going on that don't feel so good, that aren't very comfortable. But when we take ourselves out of presence for those things, then we take ourselves out of presence for everything else. And then we don't really enjoy our lives. We're not really fully here. So it's sort of a catch-22. We can't pick and choose what to be present to and what not to be present to. Because the more we take ourselves out of presence, the more it becomes a habit, the more we're just not present. And with our cell phones and technology and the pace and speed of things today, everything is running so fast. We're so distracted. We get out of presence at a drop of a hat. So I guess that's why I feel it's so important that we really spend some time focusing on being present, on undoing all the pain and hurt and trauma we've had, so that those voices in our head can calm down and we can truly be here right now in this moment, whether it's with another person, like a guest on a show, or whether it's just with ourselves. Because the past is already gone, the future hasn't happened yet, and all we have is this present moment. And so I'm just going to ask my listeners, as you listen to this episode, be really present to the conversation. Be present to the breaks. Be present when the theme music plays. Be present to how does my voice sound different than it normally does. Be present to how my guest's voice sounds. Let's just take this little bit of time and let's just use it as an opportunity to practice being present. And then hopefully you can carry that forward into the rest of your life. So that's all about presence. All of life is lived in the present moment from my book, Everyday Awakening. And if you haven't gotten it yet, please make sure to go to everydayawakeningbook.com and pick it up. Okay. Now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome back to the show, because he's been on the show before, a shamanic teacher, healer, speaker, community activist, and three-time best-selling author, Itzhak Beery. Itzhak is an international shamanic, a leading shamanic teacher. He's a healer, a speaker, and he was born in Israel on a kibbutz, and he had a fine art career and owned an award-winning boutique ad agency in New York City. A midlife crisis led to his shift from a skeptical atheist and business executive to a passionate believer aligned with his life purpose. Since 1995, Itzhak has bridged the spiritual and practical wisdom his indigenous and Western teachers entrusted to him. He was initiated into the circle of 24 yachakas of Imbabura by the Quechua teacher in Ecuador and the Amazonian Canamare Page in Brazil. He's the founder of shamanicportal.org, the Andy Summit, and co-founder of the New York Shamanic Circle. And if you're in New York City and you're into anything shamanic, you know Itzhak. He's on a major global spiritual center faculties. He's received the Ambassador for Peace Award from the Universal Peace Federation and the UN. Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Itzhak.
Well, thank you very much for having me back.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. You have so much beautiful wisdom to share with people. I couldn't think of anyone better. And also, just to let you know, last week I had on Stephen Gray, who was the editor of the book, How Psychedelics Can Help Save the World. And he puts on a plant medicine conference in Vancouver. So we got a theme running here.
Well, you know, I actually like very much what you're talking about, being in the moment. And one of the things that I think that is so important, you know, I just came back from the Amazon. I was there in Ecuador for a month. And I brought a group there. And one of the things that we did this time, which was very different than the other trips that I took people in, is that we try not to do much. We try to be in the moment, breathe, be with the river, with the trees, and not plan. And things happened in the way they turned out to be. And it was a huge difference because people's nervous system calmed down and they became more receptive for the plant medicine, for the all the other healing medicine, and for the teaching that the shamans were giving. But it was a beautiful way of, you know, expanding on what you are talking about being in the moment. And I think that one of the things that is so different between indigenous people and our society is being in the moment.
Yes.
And I think it is so important to protect the indigenous wisdom to remind us that not everything is Facebook, Twitter, not everything is another about money, not everything is about achievement. It's about being.
Yes.
And when you are there in the mountains or in the forest or in the jungle, you really understand that. But you also understand, like many people from our culture is coming there to help them to to bring them into, and this is the clash of cultures in many ways, because our culture is all about planning, all about planning into the future. If we do that, then we'll do that. If we do that, we'll have more. And I'm not saying that this is bad, but I'm saying that there is a conflict between, we were in the Saicopai or Sequoia tribe in the Aguarico in Ecuador. And they really appreciate their being in the moment. They will hunt when they need. They'll fish when they need. They will sit and chat and laugh and do nothing. In our mind, it sounds like they're wasting their time. They could have done something better, right? But for them, it is about the joy of life.
Yeah,
being in the moment, or being in with life, with the trees, with, you know, being part of the matrix of the universe, if you want to call it like that.
You know, it was interesting. I've been to Ecuador, not for a plant medicine journey, just for a vacation, and we did get a chance to go into the Amazon a little bit. And when you can not just like walk through the jungle, but really pay attention, it is so alive with the insects and the birds and the animals. And when you can really just be in the present moment and feel all that as a fellow city dweller in New York City, it can almost be overwhelming how much life there is. And I found it quite fascinating that it's not that uncommon that people go down either to Ecuador or Peru or Colombia, and they do a plant medicine ceremony, and it's actually too much for them, because we're so used to this almost sterile environment that's not teeming with life the way it is in the jungle.
Well, that's the difference between doing plant medicine in the Amazon and do it in a basement in Brooklyn or some other places, because what you are experiencing is the fullness of life, the fullness of the universe, the fullness of the matrix, the connection, the deep connection that you have with nature. And so vision or the experience is a full experience. It's not, And then also you don't go after the ceremony and and you hail a taxi and go home. You stay in the environment of that. You continue to process that with nature.
Right. And it makes for a very different experience.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So let's take our first break. And when we come back, I'd like to maybe have you share with the audience a little bit of what, you know, really has been, you've learned from the indigenous elders, especially recently, that you think is important for people to know today. Because, you know, one of the things I think people often forget is these indigenous cultures have been around a long, long time, longer than modern society. And there is a lot of rich wisdom in there. But because they're not quote unquote technologically advanced, we tend to discount that until we really listen to it. And then we find out that, like, oh my God, that actually is brilliant. Okay, Itzhak?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Wonderful. So you're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, even after I go get an implant put in my mouth, right here on talkradio.nyc and 10 a.m. on Wednesdays on KMET in Palm Springs, California. I do see loyal listener Patty on the live stream tuning in and sharing. Thank you, Patty. And we will be right back with our guest, Itzhak Beery, in just a moment.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Itzhak Beery, author of The Gift of Shamanism and several other books on shamanism. Itzhak, you've been working with indigenous elders for probably longer than anyone I know. What have you learned from the indigenous elders over the years that's really helped you to deal with everything that we have to deal with today in the modern world?
Well, I think that one of the things that I learned from them is that we separate between spirituality and the materialism, mm-hmm. or our survival. And for them, it's all one. Mm. And they don't look at our spiritual or emotional being as a separate from our physical being. It's all one. And I think one of the things that is so important in their tradition is to make sure that you have the next fish, that you have the next food, that you are safe, that your community is your community, not just you, is all safe and happy. And so they have one of the things that is so important is that they have a responsibility for not just for their own well-being, but also for their community. Mm-hmm. And that the idea of community sharing responsibility for each other, the idea that you are not feeling alone, that you are not separate, that you are not you're not going to get hungry, or you're not going to be left alone, but there is a tribe or family that take care of you. And I think that one of the things that, I mean, our biggest disease in our Western culture is our that believe in separation. Right. They believe that I can do it, but I don't really give a damn about what you do. Right. And that the idea is that we are all in it together, and my well-being depend on your well-being.
Right.
And my well-being depend on if I can have the fish and the yuca to eat, and then I can share it with other people too, or we can all share at the same time. So it's a clash of cultures in many ways. Their culture, the indigenous cultures, is about sharing. It's about what maybe a Republican Party would say that it's a socialist right. culture, and our culture is about how much I can get for myself,
right.
and without regards to others, and so that gives them such a strength and emotional, physical, and spiritual strength. And again, they don't separate between spirit and material.
Mm.
It's all the same.
Right.
And like when I was asking them, we teach shamanism based on some kind of belief system that it might be different, but for them, they live in between the world. They live in the physical and unseen world. They live in harmony of that, in relationship to that. So nature, the physical world, and the spirit world, the star people, the tree people, the animal people, they are interwoven into their life. It's not separate. It's not like they have to work here to create, build a house here, and then they will pray here. It's all together. And I think that makes a huge difference in the well-being or the consciousness of a person, because when you do something, if you can hold that, it's not just the physical aspect of what you're doing. There's also emotional and spiritual, or unseen, what we call spirit. Then you become more whole as
right.
a human being. And I think that you probably agree that we all feel very separated from the physical part of us. I mean, how many people have so much material when they are so poor in the soul department?
In the soul, even in emotion. In some ways, I see it kind of as it's a clash of different models of physics.
Exactly.
So much of the Western world, the way it's made, is based on the Newtonian model of physics, that everything is made up of discrete, separate little particles. But that's an outdated mode of reality. The more we learn about quantum mechanics and around the truly physics of the really tiny things, it's not discrete little particles, it's actually waves, and it's actually not separated, it's connected. And now they've been doing experiments that show that, you know, a particle spinning in one direction here, million miles away, can spin in the same direction, and they get entangled. And that, you know, this universe, everything is much more interconnected, is much more connected on a quantum level than ever before. And it sounds like, from what you're saying, is the indigenous cultures never lost that sort of mindset, that sort of way of being, that developed thousands, who knows how many thousands of years ago. And while we've sort of lost that because of supposed, quote unquote science, and we haven't caught up with the newer science, which actually takes us back to what these indigenous cultures have known for thousands and thousands of years.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly right. And I think that is why it is so important for all of us to help preserve indigenous cultures in its origin, in the jungles, in Ecuador, in whatever countries, or in the mountains, any indigenous cultures. And they are today, they are under so much pressure to become us.
Yeah.
And the more we understand that what we give them is... might be technical solutions to issues, but we are ripping them off from their way of being, way of seeing. And I think that it will be quite a sad world to have all our world believe in what we believe,
yes,
and not have any other model,
yes,
to look at reality. Because their reality, from my point of view, being with them for quite a while, is more human. Mm. Is more it's more true, or it's more whole.
Yeah, and
we give them version of reality that isn't truly disconnected. And no wonder we have so much conflict in our society today, because there's no self-responsibility, there's no sharing, there's no compassion, no empathy. Actually, all of those qualities, it's considered not macho or not a good thing to have. So I think that our interest in the Western society today is to keep those people who still carry different role, different way of being or thinking or model for life as much as possible. Because that's it. For me, if you're talking about hope, that's the hope.
Mm.
Because our culture is a dead end culture.
Yeah.
Really, there's no other way to look at it. Like, we are pushing and pushing forward on a technological or on the separation, but we don't have any solutions for society. Really not.
Right.
And the only model we have is the indigenous cultures. We still carry some of it. And the struggle in the last 27 years that I go there, I can see that every year there is less and less people who wants to fight for it in the indigenous people, because they really want what we have. Mm. They really want the cars we have, They want to have the houses we have. They want to have the society we have, the money we have, all the other stuff. But they don't understand that with that, they are robbing themselves from their spirit, from their well-being.
Yeah. So it's kind of like they get seduced by the modern conveniences and the modern comforts, which is understandable because, you know, who wants to struggle all the time? But again, it's, I think, like most of us, not valuing what we already have. And yeah, it would be a shame to lose these cultures that give us this different perspective on life.
Absolutely. And I think that it's also our role as teachers of shamanic or indigenous work is to bring that message to the people who are interested in that, because that's the only hope we have of a sharing, compassionate society that is based on the well-being of others as a well-being of yours.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily only learning how to journey or to speak to spirit. It's it's really more about the whole concept of indigenous societies and the guarantee that they have for...
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The community, the members of the community. And that's spirituality.
Yes. Okay, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I would love to maybe just touch upon sort of the plant medicine work, because it's become so popular, but really sort of the context of plant medicine work within indigenous culture. Because I think a lot of people sometimes they think of it as just going to get some big healing, and they don't really understand the cultural context of doing this work from the indigenous cultures. And then we'll kind of take it from there a little bit. Okay, Itzhak?
Sure. Yeah.
Awesome. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's by some accounts, there are like just in New York City, there are hundreds of plant medicine ceremonies going on in any given weekend. I mean, there's probably thousands of them going on across the country. And psychedelics have become very popular, the new hot thing in health and wellness. But the indigenous cultures kind of treat these medicines in a slightly different way, don't they?
Yes. So one of the things that is so important to understand that is the plant medicine is used as medicine. It is used mostly for the shaman to journey to find out what's the health issue of the client. Mm-hmm. It's not given to anyone.
Right.
It's only given to the client if the issue is in the stomach, and the quality of the yahe or ayahuasca or natem or whatever name it is called, is that it's antibacterial, antiviral, and antiparasite. So the idea of drinking ayahuasca is really more about changing the pH in the stomach.
Mm.
Or bringing back good health, and so that's the idea originally. It is also being done very differently with many different tribes, you know. Mm. And I had this fortune to do it in a few different tribes, and I can see the differences between them. But I really like the way it was done by the Sicopai or Sequoia people in the Aguarico River in Ecuador, and also by other shamans from the Quichua in Sarayaco of Ecuador. And their purpose of ayahuasca or yahe is not to have visions. Their purpose of taking it is to open your heart, to reconnect with the cosmos or with the being or with the greater matrix of the world. Because they believe that only then, when your heart is open and you are able to open it to receive or to meet those beings on the other side, then healing can happen. It is fundamentally different than what people in the basements of Brooklyn are doing.
Yeah.
People in here, they are waiting for God to give them instructions. The people in the Amazon understand that it's not about instructions. It's about if you are able to open yourself up to receive it, to be part of the universe.
Yeah.
Because all healing can only happen when you accept that you can open yourself up without fear, without any limitation, and you can see this being, the sublime being.
Yes.
So it's fundamentally different from what the shamanic psychotherapies is pushing now.
Right. It's really more of a spiritual healing as opposed to an emotional or physical healing. It's a reconnection back to that greater part of ourselves in a way.
Well, we never was disconnected.
Right.
So the idea is to remind yourself that you can go on that translucent vines and climb up into the heavens and meet those beings and become part of it again. So it's a reconnection it's reconnection of our connection to nature. And when you are connected to nature, then your well-being is intact.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about understanding what your mommy did to you or your daddy did to you. It's not about the traumas that you are experiencing. It's not about all of that stuff. It's about how can you open yourself up and become one with.
Yeah.
And we talked about earlier about the difference between what we learn from them. We learn from them that we are never really were separated.
Right.
That we are part of the trees. We are part of the animals. We are part of the clouds. We are part of all.
And they are all part of us.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's why it's, you know, it's not being our brother's keeper. We're actually being our own keeper. When we take care of each other, we're actually taking care of ourselves. And that's, I mean, to me, like, this is one of the big lessons of COVID, is that one person's health is everybody's health.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, when they had COVID over there, you know, the very first thing they did, they went and they caught a lot of plant medicine and they cooked it and they shipped it to every person in the tribe. They didn't just do it for their families. Because they understood that if one person gets sick, everybody gets sick.
Right.
So immediately they cooked a lot of, not ayahuasca, but different plants. And then they went and shipped it all over the river. Because it was very important for them that everybody will be strong, not just their families.
Right. Right.
Which is so different than what we have here. You know, that's exactly what we are talking about here. But I think that it's the plant medicine industry now is, for me, for personally, I think it's a little dangerous because it's devoid of the ceremony. It's devoid of the natural habitat that those plant medicine were actually created. And so there's no fire, there's no smoke, there's no candles, there's no frogs singing or cicadas singing, and there's no moon and sun or moon or stars. It is synthetic.
Yeah.
And in many ways, it's exactly what we do as a culture. We are colonialists. We go to places, we take what we think were good for us. We extract the spiritual and the emotional makeup of the plant, and we bring it into a hospital setting.
Yeah.
It is so ridiculous. It's so inhuman. So I'm not saying that there are not people don't get results, but it's very different than what the indigenous people intended and what the indigenous people use until today.
Right, right. Yeah, it's in a way we've artificialized what was something that was very natural.
Yes, because the people who are doing it, and I happen to meet some of those people, they are scientists. They're not scientists of nature. They're scientists. And so they extract the molecules. They're more interested in the molecules and the formulas than in the experience. And they forget that human beings are not formulas.
Right.
Human beings are part of nature, of oneness.
Right.
Which is what happened when you are doing it in a ceremonial way.
Yeah.
You receive back your humanity. You are reconnecting yourself with humanity. Mm-hmm. And not just with humanity, with all those beings that are up there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know if you've done that, but it is one of those most beautiful experiences that you can have is to reconnect to those being, the sublime being that are in the cosmos.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And to not just connect to them, but feel that you are part of them and they're part of you. To have that experience when there's that lack of separation, where you know to the core of your being that we're not alone, we're not separate, we're not on our own. So with that, let's take our last break. And when we come back, maybe you can give us some prognostication. Maybe you can let us, from what you've learned from the indigenous elders and some of the visions maybe that they've had of what's happening and where are things going? Because a lot of people are very concerned.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you, Itzhak. Everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and 10 a.m. on KMET in California. And if you missed any part of the show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc, and you can always find us on all the podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio. We're everywhere that you can find a podcast. And we will be right back and to finish things up with Itzhak Beery in just a moment.
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I hope you've been enjoying this conversation with my old dear friend, Itzhak Beery. He's truly special and truly someone I adore, which is why I've had him come back on the show so many times. So, Itzhak, with everything going on these days with climate change and the war and the division that we have, what have the indigenous elders been saying? Where do they see, where do they see things going from here?
In the Andes, they have this prophecy of the condor and the eagle.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about it maybe other times.
Mm-hmm.
The prophecy says that that we are entering, or we already entered, a new Pachakuti, a new period of time of 500 years. So they measure time in period of 500 years. The last 500 years was the occupation of South America by the Spaniard and other European people, and that's the 500 years of colonialism and of occupation. It is the 500 years of the setting of the masculine energy in the world. We are entering now, we actually entered that in 1993, where it's the new Pachakuti, it's a new period of time where the eagle and the condor, eagle that represent the north and the condor that represent the south, will fly in the same sky in dance of cooperation, harmony, and peace. And it's a time of return of the feminine energy into the world. We are now in the beginning of that, of 500 years of the return of the feminine energy. And as with every change of period, there is a lot of strife, war, or the old regime trying to hold on to what they believe that they own or deserve. And so that's what we see. We see a lot of people like our previous president, with all the dictators around the world that are scratching the walls with their fingernails, trying to hold on to a system that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
We can see and that's one of the reasons you can be optimistic. You can see that there are more and more women now in place of power. There are more more feminine energy within men who are demonstrated by our current president, that are speaking to that side of ourselves, the feminine part of ourselves. But there is a lot of resistance of the old regime, old way of thinking. It's really old way of thinking.
Really, and you know, it still surprises me to this day how even in Israel, which has been one of the most progressive liberal countries for so many years, recently elected not just Netanyahu, but he created such a conservative, backwards government that hasn't been in Israel in decades,
ever.
And it's like, what's happening? How can that happen, you know?
Well, but you also, the counterpoint for that is all the movement that is demanding a return to humanity. So this is exactly what we're talking about. It is the pull and push between the old regime that wants to keep its power. They want to keep the hard edge masculinity, or the people who are more like indigenous people, which is more the feminine energy.
Feminine, yeah.
And I think that's really where where we are now. Yeah. And our role is in the spiritual community is to give more voice to the feminine, more for indigenous values, for the spiritual aspect of indigenous people, not the churches, the synagogue, but for the human values of not separation, the understanding understand that we are all one.
I've had this feeling for a while that we really need to come together to meet the challenges that we're going to be facing in the future. That like COVID was just sort of the first wake-up call. It was the first sort of worldwide challenge, but that there are others coming down the pike. And what they're calling us to is they're calling us to come together. It's calling us to take care of each other, and that only by working together are we really going to get through this.
Absolutely. And that's, In a way, indigenous way of seeing it, that gives me hope. That gives me a sense all right, so this person is a terrible person. He's doing terrible things, but you know, he's not going to last very long. In many ways, it for me, it's very pathetic. Men in a place of power could not recognize that they have a bigger mission in life than to separate other people, to make other people's life worse.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, Itzhak, we only have a little bit time left, and I do want to give you a chance to talk about the New York Shamanic Circle, the Andy Summit. Why don't you let people know what you have going on and how people can reach out to you and find you?
Well, my website is myname.com, itzhakbiri.com. There's a lot of listing there of all kinds of events that I do. The Andy Summit will be in June in Amaru Sanctuary in Mindu in Ecuador. It will be a gathering of shamans, and you're welcome to come. And I take people on trips and workshops around the world. I'm going to be in Israel, London, Firenze, Amsterdam, in Colorado, in Wisconsin. So the year is very busy. And I welcome people to come and learn indigenous way of healing and practices. I believe that that's the way to reconnect to nature and reconnect to the oneness. Reconnected to your own power as a healer, because I do believe that we are all healers, right?
Yes.
There's no one person who is a healer and you're not. We are all healers. We are all shamans. We are all born with that DNA that allow us to survive. And so I think that our survival is by, which is the most important thing, right? Is recognizing the beauty of each of us as a healer.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Well, thank you so much, Itzhak, for taking time out of your schedule to come on the show today. I really appreciate you. I appreciate the work that you do and the perspective and the access that you give people to these, not just to the ceremonies and rituals, but to the actual culture. Because sometimes I feel we tend to extract things from the context of the culture, and then it loses a lot of its meaning.
Yes, and I think that is so important what you are talking about, because you can't really learn other cultures' spirituality if you are not engaged in the ceremonial part of it.
And again, you can find out more on his website, which is itzhakbeery.com, which is itzhakbeery.com. And that will be in the show notes. So make sure you take a look at talkradio.nyc. The show should be posted there over the weekend so that you can get all the information. Thank you again, my brother. It's a pleasure seeing you. Best of luck with all your travels. I hope I can join you on one of these adventures sometime, and I'll keep my eyes open. I have a busy year ahead of me as well, so
of course.
And thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in every week. Without you, there's not a show. I hope the show was okay. I know a little bit different energy than I usually have because I'm still recovering. Next week I'll be back to my old self. So thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget, later today there's Frank Harrison and his show Frank About Health, and tomorrow our business shows Philanthropy and Focus, and always Friday. And next week, Sandra's taking a little bit of a hiatus just for this month. So The Edge of Every Day, we'll just be having reruns until the end of the month, and then we'll have new shows again in March. Thank you all for tuning in. We will talk to you all next week.
Listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.